providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. Irish Tony, especially you, at least you have the courtesy to talk on the phone with me. I got to tell you, if any of you guys out there ever want to chat on the phone, Irish Tony and I do it now via Skype. Very, very interesting conversations. He is a very interesting man. Tony, you're not going to get this because this is not going to air until Saturday morning or late Friday night, but I'm going to call you again tonight. I've got my friend Jim McKinney on the line with me. Jim is our Encyclopedia Britannica when it comes to political issues. We're going to kind of wrap up the crap that happened in 2020, and we're going to make some predictions for 2021. You know, it was interesting. I was reading the paper this morning, obviously, and some of the cartoons pertaining to 2020 are really interesting. All things considered, it could not have been much of a worse year, both medically and also politically. Jimmy, you want to start wrapping it up, and I'll just jump in.
Sure, you bet. And let's hope that 2021 is better. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that, you know, there's always that possibility that things can get worse. I hate to say it, but it is possible we could actually go farther down the hole. But I'm going to be optimistic and hope for the best. We started off 2020 with one of the most roaring economies in American history and in global history. We were doing phenomenal. And, you know, black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment, opportunity zones, such fantastic opportunities. Corporate taxes were making American companies more competitive on the global market. The Chinese were reeling a bit because of Trump policies with specified tariffs, and we looked pretty good. And then the COVID crisis hit, along with also, if we don't want to forget, the impeachment over the false allegations of a Ukrainian an attempt by Donald Trump to use politics to impugn Hunter Biden for the election. Crazy how things have turned around, isn't it, Al?
Well, it really is crazy. I am amazed, quite frankly. And, you know, we're not done yet. There's a lot of talk about some very, very serious action, potential action going to take place on the 6th of January on the part of the Republicans. And I'd like to chat about that a little bit. But I got to tell you, I don't want to make anybody angry as I have in the past. But I have to say what I believe, and I firmly believe that the election was not a fair and honest election. I wonder how the Republicans can get some investigation into this. Is it even feasible at this point, Jim, in your opinion? I don't know.
So there will be, there's no question. Half of America is not comfortable with what happened in this election. There, you know, we know that rules were changed because of the lockdowns, because of COVID. We know that there was massive amount of votes in just four or five, maybe six key counties that actually shifted the entire election after midnight, of election night, which is extremely unusual. We know that people stopped counting votes. That really does not create trust and faith in the system.
No.
So will we have investigations? If the Democrats come forward and Joe Biden is actually, you know, finally on the 6th through the Electoral College chosen to be the president-elect and then inaugurated in the 20th of January,
right,
we will see a continued push to question what happened from a large segment of the population. The problem is the major mainstream media sources that have actually kind of covered up any potential accusations will continue to do that. And of course, I think a lot of that is driven by tech interests and global corporate interests because they think they can buy their way into the Biden administration.
I want to tell you, Jimmy, I disagree with you to a certain extent. I agree, but I disagree on one issue. I am firmly convinced that the Chinese are 100% behind this thing. when I say I'm firmly convinced, it's in their best interest for Joe Biden to be the president. He's a crook. He's turned into a crook, which is too bad. I saw him on the news last night. He is now getting very angry at the press and yelling at the press. I saw that last night when a member of the press asked him about his son. He turned around and walked away and made some derogatory remarks about this particular reporter just being a one-trick pony. Couldn't he talk about something important? Well, hell, I agree. You know, somebody really screwed up when they brought up Hunter, when they brought Hunter Biden in. I don't want to say into this world, but he was not brought up with any kind of moral values whatsoever. The man, I think, is very, very insecure. If you look at the family background, I would say that that proves it, number one. Number two, you know, I got to tell you, I don't disavow prophets. I never have and I never did, but I disavow dishonest prophets. I was in business for 40 years. I had plenty of opportunity to take advantage of that, and I couldn't do it. Biden Sr. and Biden Jr. very definitely did it, in my opinion. And that's not an opinion. I believe that's a fact, and I could argue that with anybody.
Well, I'll tell you what Hunter Biden does is he represents a level of privilege and two tiers of justice in America that Americans are absolutely infuriated over and frustrated with. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. People are tired of, if you're inside in the Beltway and if you have a powerful father or parent, you're protected. But the rest of us suffer through the basics of the law. And I think there's a tremendous amount of frustration. And I think it's not going to go away. And no matter how long Joe Biden tries to push it away and how much eventually the media has still got to make money. So they're going to go ahead and investigate this because without that, they certainly can't just, you know, go along and get the clicks and the advertising they need to survive if they try and, you know, cakewalk the Joe Biden administration. So this is going to get, it's going to get very interesting if he does succeed on the 6th.
What I think is going to be interesting is how far are the Republicans going to, or the Democrats going to let it go? And how far are the Republicans going to push it? When you have 50% of the country that is seriously questioning the results of an election, you got to take it to the limit.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you, there's, if the allegations of fraud and massive voter fraud are true, then the reality is the Democrats actually don't have the votes that they thought they did.
Correct.
And what the media is saying. And we can see by the House of Representatives results how much of a difference there was between that. It doesn't make much sense. Statistically, it does not make much sense that the Republicans did so well in so many races around the country, but then Trump was beaten by a guy that got more votes than Barack Obama, who was a plagiarizer, who's 77 years old, who can barely complete a sentence, who really, you know, is being protected completely in this process. How did he get 81 million votes? It's quite surprising. So the reality is, I really don't think there's that many Americans that support him. And I think there, as the truth becomes more clear on the corruption issues that you're talking about, that's actually going to be even more devastating to him because the media can't cover it up. They just can't cover it up forever. And I think that's going to be a big problem if, in fact, we go through. And that's why I'm concerned about 2021 continuing with this type of complete undermining of institutions and faith and trust in the U.S. Constitution.
Well, America today, politically anyway, America is definitely not America. And I had a very interesting week that I'm going to get into just a little bit after the break. We had to take a commercial break just for a second, Jimmy, as you know. 925 is coming up. And I want to say that I'm not angry. I am just very, very disappointed, and I applaud what Mitch McConnell is doing right now. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back with Jim McKinney.